Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the men roll switch from sail to steam. In your belly you can hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Everybody came with your pirate crew out there, so we've got our pirate crew here. First, the lovely reeferettes I'd like to introduce to the pirate wenches on our boat right here. They sing, dance, and cook us fine vegetarian meals on the road and take us to the hemp store and make us buy the proper clothing. Miss Tina Gullickson on vocals over here. You've already heard her and seen her forever, and Nadira has an album we're going to finish up now, coming out pretty soon, and I'm going to buy one, so maybe everybody else did. The ever-talented Miss Nadira Shakur from Atlanta, GA, right there. I read about some of the band members in the paper. They were out doing interviews and talking about themselves, and they're all famous and they do stuff. And Ralph McDonald's no exception. Great songwriter, singer, the legendary percussionist from the island of Manhattan, Ralph McDonald, right there. And the silent but deadly man on the pedal steel guitar from down in Nashville, Tennessee. The Year of Steel here. Some of you know him by his own group, Doyle and the Doilies, but there's Doyle Gresham right there on the pedal steel. A lot of people think that is a pedal steel guitar tuner attached to his guitar, but it's really Doyle watches NASCAR races while he's playing this show, so it's, I don't know what's going on. So, and on drums, he's gracious with our presence for these hours tonight in between fishing trips. And so there's no trout safe in the hills of Pennsylvania when he leaves here. But tonight he's leaving us with a great impression. Mr. Roger Groove from St. Louis, Missouri on the drums right there. And a man who just celebrated a birthday by going to France and spending way too much money when he turned 50, Peter Mayer on the mandolin right there. Peter will be at the gate taking up collections for his Paris trip after the tour this evening. So if you want to help the kid out, you can do that. Right? Okay. And you know Mac McAnally right here that... Mac was always like, if you were ever in the Boy Scouts, he was the one that was always so good and never got caught because he never did anything. But every now and then, you might see him someplace down there, but he has an alter ego called Johnny Spring Break, and he gets out every now and then. So one of these days, we're going to let him loose on Cincinnati, I think. You know, And the man who's been with us, he's been here for everything we've ever done here. The original Coral Reefer still here. He started the show doing an incredible solo in one of the songs that was unforgettable to the band because it really wasn't supposed to be there. But it was an amazing solo anyway. And our musical director and man about town, the Ken Starr of the Coral Reefer Band, Mr. Mike Utley right there. And from Wellington, Florida, our great trumpet player over there who has the racing form from every racetrack in the country stuck in the bottom of that horn right there. So you horse people right there, you have a brother in arms right there. Mr. John Lovell on the trumpet. And sitting back there trying to play the part of a rock and roll bass player when we really know that he likes to put on a diaper and be known as Uncle Jim to his children fans, Mr. Jim Mayer right there. And properly resting beneath the coconut palms where he should be, the king of the steel drums from Port of Spain, Trinidad, Robert Greenwich. Right, we're going to do a little song right now to further reinforce the fact that music still is the language of the world.